It was great to see the V8 Supercars, the Supercar Championship, open up on the weekend at Bathurst. We mentioned it last week with Craig Lowndes. It was a great convo. It's not in Adelaide. It was at Bathurst. And the man who took the Mountain Charm absolutely by the horns, he did, was Shane Van Gisbergen. Took out both races. A perfect start to his 2021 season. He joins us on the line. Shane, good morning.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are you?
Going very well. Thank you, buddy. A terrific performance by you, taking out both races, Saturday and Sunday, but just on the venue to start the season, as opposed to being in Adelaide and being at the Mountain. How does it change the way the dynamic of the season is?
Oh, it's a race we're going to miss for sure. Adelaide was one of the best places to start the season and always had massive crowds. And so hopefully one day it could possibly come back. But for sure, after last year, to have an atmosphere and have it at Bathurst and a good way to start was pretty awesome as well.
And what's it like to race at Bathurst in more of that sprint format as opposed to the 1,000K Enduro you get at the Mountain at the end of the season? How different is it to prepare for and drive in?
Oh, it wasn't too different, actually. Like, the intensity was super high, just the races were shorter. But, yeah, the qualifyings and the shootouts and the races, it felt every bit as intense of the 1,000.
Mark Scaife was saying throughout the coverage, or at the end of the coverage, that was a big, big statement from you, what you did on the weekend. Did you want to make a statement to start off the season?
Oh, not really. You just want to win races. But, I guess so. But it's certainly a good way to start. You know, it was a good weekend for us, and to win both races and be up the front is the perfect way to start the season. But long way to go. We've just got to keep that momentum up.
I'm interested, Shane. I mean, you are someone that has won the championship before, but this whole thing about Scott McLaughlin not being there now and everyone's looking for the heir apparent, do you welcome that conversation or do you kind of get a bit frustrated by it?
Yeah, not really. Yeah.
you don't want to add any more?
It's pretty straightforward, I reckon.
It's not. Yeah, I don't have anything to add.
Fair enough. What's it going to be like, though, with him not there? And obviously you driving a Holden and it's the last year of Holden and all that sort of thing. Is that something that is a little bit more special and a bit more focused to try and go as high as you can this year?
Oh, for sure. And we had that last year. You know, it was our, we were factory supported last year by Holden and it was a pretty awesome way to send them off. And obviously we'll race them this year without a Holden support, but next year, you know, with the Camaro coming in, should be pretty awesome as well. So looking forward to that and seeing what that car looks like for sure.
So on this car, how did it feel? I mean, it almost can't get a bigger test than Bathurst. Did it feel like you thought it would? Did it surprise you?
Oh, it was the same car as last year I was running. So it's, still nothing wrong with that one. She's beauty.
No, that was a pretty good car too, just by the way. But in terms of time in the car and the build-up to the season, how long have you had in preparation for the start of the season, just hours in the car?
Oh, we only get one test day, so we don't get too much driving. But I was back in New Zealand and did a bit of rally and some single-seater stuff and did a bit of motorbike riding, which is perfect training for V8s. So I need to do some more of that, which is good. But, awesome fun.
So we'll take us into that. Do a lot of drivers do motorbike riding to prepare, or is it something you've picked up in recent times?
Oh, I just do it for fun over summer where I got time to fix myself if I get hurt. But, it's awesome. But, you know, you just have to keep the brain active and keep the body moving because we don't get to practice as much as we'd like. So got to keep sharp.
So is it Toby Price sort of bike riding, or is it to a Wayne Gardner bike riding?
No, I'm very slow. I'm nothing like that.
Right, so what happens now? I mean, in the recovery process from a weekend at Bathurst, does it take more out of you than a weekend at Adelaide would physically?
Oh, no, similar. You know, you're pretty drained. Like, the prep's been huge the last few weeks. And then, you know, we'll have a couple of days off now and then we'll start debriefing the weekend and thinking of things we could have done better to be faster next time we race.
And next time you're at Sandown, what's your record like at Sandown? It's only in a couple of weeks, a super sprint sort of format as well. What are you looking forward to coming down to Melbourne?
Yeah, it should be good. I think we've got, you know, soft tyres and a few little changes of format. So should be interesting to see how the race goes. And hopefully with the formats and pit stops, it makes for a lot of passing. Should be something a bit different, which will be good.
And the next couple of weeks for you, what does it hold? Are you, have you got more bike riding coming up? Do you get a chance to chill out, or are you in full focus mode just working on the car and getting yourself ready?
Yeah, I've got next weekend off, and then the weekend after racing GT at Phillip Island. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, plenty of driving, which is good.
Well, the way you're going at the moment, that's just about a given to the GT Phillip Island. Good luck. It's great to watch you in action. You're one of the great competitors in the supercar circuit and a perfect way to start the season. Go get them.
See ya.
Shane Van Gisbergen with us on the Breakfast Club after a clean sweep of the mountain. I don't think he liked your question.
I just need to just get myself back in order here. I lost my confidence.
I don't think he liked your question. It's just my take on it.
No, but I didn't necessarily expect that he would, but I just needed to throw it out there to see whether he wanted to say anything about it.
You were trying to antagonise him, is what you were saying.
I tried to poke the bear, and he just took to me with a baseball bat.
What's with the bear poking?
Well, just to see what he would say.
Leave the bear alone.
Because I believe that he is a little bit perturbed at the fact that he's been compared to Scott McLaughlin when he's a champion himself.
Well, exactly right.
So I gave him an opportunity to, you know, tear down the people that are sort of saying that.
You know.
And he tore down me instead.
You know that Joe Pignataro is emerging as a real threat on air. If you keep that sort of stuff up, there might be a replacement policy. Sort of check out the leadership Stacey Marinkovich style. Around here on the Breakfast Club. We'll get to a break.